Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
It's Tony D here on the nighttime on Yahoo Sports Radio. All right, the college football playoff rankings are in, and the season is moving along as we get closer and closer towards the end. Now, if you follow college football, yeah, it can be chaotic at times when you see all these rankings and where teams are heading towards the end. You kind of need some voices to sort of clear it up. Pete Futek, CampusInsiders.com and CollegeFootballNews.com is one of the best in the business. How are you, Pete?
I'm doing just fine. How's it going?
Good. All right. So you saw the rankings tonight. Your overall impression of where the committee is going with how they put their teams. What were your thoughts?
Well, basically, they're still, it's a wait and see sort of thing. And with they're really combining the eye test with everything else, because there's no real rational reason to put Ohio State in over Iowa. There really is no reason to put Baylor up as high as it is over Oklahoma State, because Oklahoma State just beat TCU but like a drum. So really what they're kind of looking at is, all right, this is them, you know, really sort of looking at, you know, the teams that they think are going to be pretty good. But, you know, all that really matters is we still know what, just get to the end, who's going to have the best records and their MB conference champion. So you still have, if you have an undefeated Big 12 champion, if you have an undefeated Big 10 champion, if you have an undefeated Clemson, those three teams are in no matter what. And if Florida or Alabama have one loss, it's in no matter what. And then everyone else needs a little help.
When you look at it the way it sets up now, and it's a snapshot of the week, and I know they can change and change their opinions, but if you are a Big 12 fan and you see Baylor and Oklahoma State, not only just on the outside, but in the case of Oklahoma State, way on the outside, and you say, all right, well, it cleans up in the wash if we win the rest of our games we're in. But what if the committee says, you know, none of our top four really didn't do anything to deserve being kicked out, so Big 12, you're out again. Is it legitimate to sort of go, yeah, we'll wait and see. When it cleans itself up, we'll be in. Or should you be worried today if you're in the Big 12?
There's no reason to worry if you're in the Big 12. If you, again, if they have an undefeated Big 12 champion, it's going to be in the playoff no matter what. The big question mark is going to be is if it's 11-1 Oklahoma, who rips through TCU, Baylor, and Oklahoma State, and then has these three great wins along with the win at Tennessee, where do you put the Sooners? So then it becomes a real question mark. But undefeated Big 12 champion, it's going to get in the playoffs no matter what.
All right, I wanted to get your thoughts on LSU, because, yes, they go to Alabama and they lose, but this may be their only loss. Are they still an eye test team that makes people go, hey, in the end, they may not be in Atlanta, but we still should be considering them in how this is being played out?
I'm sorry, you were talking about LSU. I'm sorry, you're breaking up on me there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. LSU is 7-1. They go to Alabama. That's not a bad loss to go to Tuscaloosa and lose to the Crimson Tide. What if it's their only loss? SEC fans would love the idea of two teams in. Is LSU a player still in this?
Yeah, I think they can. I think they can absolutely still be in this thing. They just need to kind of win out, and they need a little bit of help. But it's going to be really sort of tough for them to get in at this point, because, you know, Alabama with what it did, and it's going to have to lose twice for LSU to get in this. But at 11-1, LSU is not going to be able to get in this.
When you talk the eye test, when you talk about what the committee is looking at, what do you see in a team like Clemson versus a team like Alabama?
Well, the problem with Clemson is you're looking going forward, they just don't have the overall resume. I mean, you know, right now the Notre Dame one's really, really strong. However, you know, going forward, they're just not going to have that much because the ACC just isn't doing enough. So it's a pretty good Clemson team, obviously, but their resume is not going to stack up compared to Alabama when it comes to, you know, beating LSU. When it comes to, you know, being Georgia, Tennessee, Texas A&M, Wisconsin, you know, a lot of really good body blow type wins, and a great one against LSU. And then if they go to the SEC championship game, Florida, and that just, you know, trumps everything else.
There are four teams right now that people are looking at. So, okay, here's the committee's top four teams. Clemson and Ohio State are unbeaten. If they run the table, they're going to be in. Alabama and Notre Dame. If Alabama runs the table, they're in. Notre Dame runs the table. Are they in?
Not necessarily. I mean, they're going to need a little bit of help again. You're going to need a Big 12 champion to have a loss. You're going to probably have to have, it's kind of odd, you're trying to have Clemson to lose to sort of help out that cause, even though they lost to Clemson. It's going to be tough. I don't think it's, you know, Notre Dame's going to need some help, but, you know, there's still a lot of big games left on the board. So you know, if you have a one-loss Big Ten champion, you can make the argument the resume is going to be better. And plus, they would really help them if Stanford kept winning, because that win would look great.
What do you think of Oklahoma State? Is Oklahoma State a real, legitimate Big 12 threat?
Yeah, they proved that they could do it last week against TCU. I'm not that sold on them. I mean, they struggled so much before that game last week against TCU, but that performance was great. They've got the firepower. They're gelling at the right time, and they get Baylor and Oklahoma at home, so it's right there for them for the taking.
I want to ask the same question about Florida, because they are going to Atlanta, and they'll probably play Alabama, but whoever they play, does Alabama pass an eye test right now with you?
Alabama? Absolutely.
I'm sorry, Florida. Alabama. Does Florida pass an eye test with you?
Not really, but again, it sort of doesn't matter. I mean, you can't struggle as much as it struggled against Vanderbilt and pass any sort of eye test, but they won. You know, so it doesn't matter if they win by 50 or by one. If they win out and they're the SEC champions and they beat Florida State along the way and they beat Alabama in the SEC championship, if they're 12-1, they're going to get in there no matter what.
Florida State is 16th, and I know we're probably nickel and diming here, but is that too high for the Seminoles at 7-2?
A little bit. I mean, they lost to Georgia Tech stinks, and they have no wins over anybody else. So it's, you know, that's why everyone keeps claiming, oh, you know, the big win over Florida State by Clemson. Well, now Florida State's a good brand name. They got a lot of good talent, but it's just not the team it was a couple of years ago.
Pete Futek joining us, campusinsiders.com, collegefootballnews.com, on the committee rankings that were released on Tuesday. The American Athletic Conference has got a couple of teams here ranked. I know they may not be fighting for a national title here, but what does this do for the conference to have the kind of teams that they have being kind of respected like they are?
Yeah, I mean, four teams in, that's a really big deal. It really helps the cause for them and just, you know, shows that the conference is being really strong this year. So to have, you know, Houston, Temple, Memphis, and Navy all in this thing, you know, it just, you know, it's a big moment for the conference. Just, you know, it's just showing that they're really doing a good job, you know, just coming up with the wins that they have to, you know, have. And, you know, some of those losses to Notre Dame, not that bad. So it just ups the conference as a whole. I don't think it's going to be enough to get them into a playoff, but certainly, you know, hey, getting a New Year's Six game, that's not a bad next step here.
P, when you hear from people, when people complain and want to gripe or whatever, do you think that most people who follow this sport really understand what the committee is trying to do and look at? Because I watched the Alabama game and I followed it on Twitter, and I was amazed how many people thought that losing to Ole Miss at home was going to kill Alabama. When it hadn't before, I don't know why people thought it would now.
Well, because college football fans are very into their own team and not everyone else, and they just kind of assume lots of different things. But it's not that hard. The SEC champion with one loss is almost always going to get in this thing, and a Power 5 conference champion with unbeaten is always going to get in. Start with that, move on from there, and pretty much you're going to have it.
Yeah, and that's the thing, people. I'm trying to explain to people outside of the SEC. This conference is too good for people to believe that a conference champion with one loss is going to get shut out. They have no concerns here. The people in the SEC know one loss team is going to go in. If you're in the ACC, Clemson can't lose, right? If Clemson loses, they're out, right?
Well, at least they're close. One-loss SEC champion would get in over a one-loss Clemson, mainly because the resume would just be that much better. But, yeah, SEC isn't the killer it was last year, but still awfully good. Like I said, if it's Florida or Alabama with one loss, they're in no matter what.
All right, what team are you looking for in the next couple of weeks to either make a move or do something to really shake some things up here?
Oklahoma, just because I think Oklahoma's playing better than anybody else in the Big 12. And if they can get through these next couple of weeks and their resume would then have TCU, Baylor, and Oklahoma State on it, along with the win over Tennessee, that's going to be the big question mark for the committee. And that 11-1 Oklahoma team is getting hot at the right time. If you're going based on the four best teams, that's going to be the one to watch out for.
Pete Futek, again, campusinsiders.com, collegefootballnews.com. Again, one of the best in the business is helping us break down some college football. Appreciate it, Pete. Thank you so much for your time tonight.
Yeah.
You got it. Pete Futek. Good stuff. Cavalcade of Whimsy is a great, great column. Check it out at collegefootballnews.com. And anytime anything happens in college football, check that out, because it's really neat to see just kind of the initial thought process of guys giving instant analysis and thoughts on the college football news of the day. 800-777-2907. We're going to dive a little bit more into this. Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Notre Dame are the top four. Other teams to be looking at. Thoughts on that coming up next. It is Tony D here on The Nighttime on Yahoo Sports Radio.